When we hear about the machinations of private equity firms, our minds tend to go blank. The obtuse jargon is designed to keep outsiders from understanding how the inner machine of high finance works. We do know the outcome, though. Companies going bust through leveraged buyouts, thousands of jobs lost, and a degeneration of our society. So when a play comes along that lays out the evils of late-stage capitalism, we sit up and take notice, particularly when the jargon is brought a bit down to earth and we sit in the audience laughing. That's the case with the incisive comedy Dry Powder by Sarah Burgess, which plays at Aurora Theatre Company in Berkeley through July 22nd. KMM Capital Management is in trouble. We know this because Rick, one of its founders, is scared. The Times has written an article which compares his ultra-expensive Balinese engagement party with Elephant with the layoffs of workers at a company his firm has just eviscerated. One of his partners, Jenny, isn't concerned at all. It's about money, she says, not publicity. Don't worry. Their third partner, Seth, isn't in it for the money. He wants to help people. And he's found a luggage company which, with the infusion of capital, can make KMM a fortune and increase jobs at the same time. It's the answer to Rick's prayers, and it ties in with what Seth wants. Dry Powder takes us through the ins and outs of this takeover, pitting the humanist Seth against the voracious Jenny, balancing the need for cash and greed with the notion that maybe, just maybe, capitalism can work in people's favor. But, as the playwright herself notes, capitalism has never built itself as an engine for social justice. You can buy a company, take it over, and it goes bankrupt, and you're still fine. Where is the penalty and the risk if you failed? What Dry Powder does is make explicit through humor the failure of the current system. The actors are all terrific. Aldo Billingsley is the authoritative Rick. Emily Jean Brown is the sociopathic Jenny. Jeremy Kahn as the conflicted Seth. And Kevin Kemp is the affable head of the luggage company. Each is a different priority, and the clash of wills is also the clash of ideas and of morals. If your goal is to make as much money as you can, then why look at the human cost? Or conversely, if the human cost is too great, why be greedy? The play is peppered with a lexicon of equity companies. Dry powder, for instance, is a term that means liquid capital. Other neologisms find their way into nearly every sentence, and you may not understand all of them, but that's okay. You don't need a dictionary to understand Dry Powder. Dry Powder plays at Aurora Theatre Company through July 22nd. For more information, you can go to auroratheatre.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.